Let's bring him in, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning, and how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine, but I'm amazed when I look at the videos that were shot by some
something?
Of them, some where they're on the second floor, okay,
yep,
these videos,
yep.
And the water is halfway up the windows on the second floor. That's 15 to 20 feet high. It's just amazing to see what happened in the Bahamas. Thank God that one island, the main island, is a little higher. At least they have electricity and stuff like that. They didn't lose everything, but all the other islands around the main island just looked like they were just almost washed off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that was expected. When you have a hurricane with 185-mile-an-hour winds, gusty over 200, you have to expect that.
And it sits over you for 10 or 12 hours.
Right. There was one guy that they interviewed who, stuck it out, and he said he is happy to be alive, and he said he has never experienced anything so horrifying. Not a Bahamian, because he did not have an accent. He had, U.S. accent. So I don't know how long he's been living down there, but he said he was horrified. So where is it now? 90 miles east of Cape Canaveral with 105-mile-per-hour winds. It'll continue to parallel the coastline. It'll give Cape Hatteras a real good run for its money tomorrow, no doubt about it. Cape Hatteras will definitely get hurricane force winds and several inches of rain with a storm surge. Then it moves east northeast out into the Atlantic, but it will expand as it does so. So it will take in most of the area. We'll probably wind up with a good deal of cloud cover on Friday. Could we get a little bit of rain? Yeah, maybe, but not much. If anybody's going to get rain, it's going to be southern New England over to Cape Cod. Cape Cod Friday night to Saturday, we'll probably wind up getting 50 to 55 mile per hour winds with a few inches of rain. And as far as we're concerned, that will go out. Today, however, the thunderstorms that could be gusty or severe this afternoon comes from a cold front coming in from the west. Has nothing to do with Dorian. Mid-80s. It'll clear out tonight, 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, sun and clouds, 70 to 75. Cloudy and windy, 65 to 70 for Friday. Variably cloudy with a shower Saturday, mid-70s. And partly cloudy Sunday in the mid-70s. So, not a bad weekend. It's not definitely going to be, as I said yesterday, sunny from start to finish. That's out of the question. There'll be a lot of cloud cover from time to time, but still, at least you don't have to worry about ducking as far as wind and rain is concerned.
All right. And the tropics still active?
Very. Fernand is going to hit into Mexico out of the Gulf. Gabrielle is near off the Cape Verde Islands. I don't think she'll be a problem. She's moving northeast. There's another system coming off of Africa that will be moving across the southern Atlantic. That will have to be watched. And there is also another system near Bermuda that could become a tropical depression, but we don't have to worry about that. So things are definitely heating up in the tropics, but goes to show, the 10th, which is next Tuesday, that's the peak of hurricane season. So that's why there's a lot of action.
Well, I'm just, like I said, I've seen a lot of pictures of storm surges and everything like that. They should take these videos of the storm surge and show them to and run them every time a hurricane's predicted to come by some place by the ocean. Because if these videos don't make you say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to sit here and have 20 to 25 feet of water, be on the top of the second floor or the third floor, and still have to worry for my life. If that doesn't scare people into leaving early, I don't know what will.
Well, I think that's a very good idea, but I would go a step further, and I would actually say that it's mandatory that everyone along the coast see that video or videos. And that would be, I'm talking from Portland, Maine, all the way down to Key West and over to Brownsville, Texas. And I think at one point or another, it should be shown. I don't know how they would do it so that everybody would get to see it, you know, because it's still optional. You could turn it on any channel, but you know, most people do watch the Weather Channel, so it's up to the Weather Channel, I think, to show that video over and over and over again to impress upon people that this is what could happen. Again, remember, Marshall, years before Sandy hit, I was touring Long Island, giving free seminars on the expected hurricane. And I called my seminar, and I have the videos that I could show you, when the big one hits. And, you know, I went through all of the stuff. I had civil defense coming. I had all these different departments, Red Cross, everybody was there. And we even had, I forget who it was, but we had someone come with a slideshow showing different places on Long Island that everybody knew. And they superimposed on it where the water would be in a Cat 3 hurricane. And people just looked and marveled at it. We spoke about what would happen with the sick in the hospitals. I spoke about how the tunnels, the subway tunnels in New York City, could flood it out. Hopefully, everybody would know about it before that happened, and nobody would get stuck and drowned in the tunnels. We talked about how the bridges, you wouldn't be able to go over bridges. And everybody just kept shaking their head and, you know, asking questions. But nobody, that, as far as I'm concerned, except meteorologists, nobody took me seriously. And then, of course, it was Sandy.
Well, this was just an amazing thing to see. And how would you like to be a resident of the island where you've got really no place to go?
Oh.
That's the really scary thing. You try to find the highest place possible. And for 75% of the people, it wasn't good enough. For the 25% that lived on the Grand Bahama Island, they were fortunate where they still have power and stuff like that. But every other portion of that of the Bahamas was just devastated. I was amazed when I saw it. I was amazed.
Yeah, and what about, you know, what about the people who have babies? What about Pampers? Yeah. What about milk? Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to have to start flying a lot of stuff in because the water's so deep.
But they can't because the airport has
three
to 4 feet of water on it. They can't even bring in helicopters. They have to wait till it drops a little more. That's the amazing thing about this. There's no way they can get help in there. We did have a helicopter fly in and rescue some people but other than that, there's nothing they can do until the water goes down.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's, and if you,
really
if you, yeah, well, it's, it just shows you the strength of these things. Amazing.
Yes, and not to divert away from weather, on as far as the Papageno Mouse Patrol is concerned,
yep.
The report yesterday from my friend David is one caught so far.
All right.
That's not encouraging.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's just one. Maybe it's just one. Maybe you saw it at the beginning.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. You never can tell.
Marshall is always the voice of positive energy. I'm so glad. That's why I talk to Marshall all the time.
The way you are with mice,
yes.
I am with bees. My house is hermetically sealed.
Wow.
I don't open the windows. My lights that are in the ceiling, they're sealed in the ceiling, so that way if bees get in, you know, build the house, there's no way they can. My house is hermetically sealed.
Wow.
People that come to my house have to understand, in the summertime, there is no fresh air in my house.
And you are so afraid of bees the way I am of mice.
Yeah. So if there's a bee in my house, I have to yell at people because somebody let them in through the door, the front door.
Jeez.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what knuckleballs the weather has to throw at us.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
All right, Pat. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast this morning on Robinhood Radio.